Testimony has ended in the trial against State Representative Art Wittig. The Bozeman Republican is accused of taking illegal corporate contributions in his 2010 campaign. The case went to the jury for deliberation this afternoon. Special Attorney General Jean Jarusi says that groups affiliated with the National Right to Work Committee wrote letters on Wittig's behalf, prepared data for him, trained him as a candidate, and built a website for him. Representative Wittig testified earlier that he properly paid for and reported his campaign expenses. He says he had no knowledge of organizations affiliated with the Right to Work Committee doing work on his behalf. Wittig accuses Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell, targeting him for a prosecution that unjustly smeared his name and delegitimized his campaign. Democrat Steve Bullock outfundraised his top opponent in the race for governor, Greg Gianforte, for the second reporting period in a row. According to reports filed today, Bullock brought in more than $48,000 more than Gianforte. Gianforte's total for the one-month period was just under $112,000, compared to Bullock's nearly $160,000. Gianforte, however, outspent Bullock over the same period by about $35,000. Bullock's campaign also has substantially more cash in the bank than Gianforte's at the moment, but the Republican candidate has substantial money of his own that he could use to bolster his campaign in the future. The main backer of a plan to develop a Washington state port that could ship Montana coal to Asia is suspending work. It's putting an environmental review on hold because of concerns it might hurt the fishing rights of a Washington Native American tribe. SSA Marine, which retains a 51% ownership of the project, said today that it was halting the environmental review while it waits for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to make a decision on the treaty rights of the Lummi tribe. A federal court has ruled that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service violated the Endangered Species Act when it authorized killing four grizzly bears in the Grand Teton National Park. Bree Zender reports.
The Fish and Wildlife Service okayed the killing of the bears in wake of an event in 2012. Three elk hunters had shot a grizzly in self-defense. Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team Leader Frank T. Van Manen says the Wildlife Service's goal was to protect elk hunters from conflict with bears.
You know, there's elk remains, there's gut piles and things like that. Those are food sources that grizzly bears are attracted to.
But a U.S. District Court judge said Wednesday that allowing additional grizzlies to be killed violates the Endangered Species Act. Environmental defense groups that brought the lawsuit say the Fish and Wildlife Service should have taken into account the potential killings of 63 grizzly bears that had already been authorized before making the decision to protect hunters. Earth Justice attorney Tim Presso says the Endangered Species Act is important to maintain because it took so long to build the grizzly population to what it is now.
The law has some great principles embodied in it, but they're only as good as their enforcement. Otherwise, they're just words on paper.
Center for Biological Diversity attorney Andrea Santacirce says that there are other ways to protect humans from conflict with bears in the park.
Well, one thing they could do is stop artificially feeding elk so that the population isn't so high and stop elk hunting in Grand Teton National Park.
Santacirce says Grand Teton is one of the only national parks in the country that allows hunting. Bree Zender, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude children attending religious schools from being awarded scholarships under Montana's School Choice Program. In a ruling released late yesterday, District Judge Dave Ortley said the State Department of Revenue likely overstepped its authority in excluding religious schools as, quote, qualified education providers. He said the state legislature did not explicitly bar such schools from the program when it passed Senate Bill 410 last year. The law, which went into effect in January, established tax credits of up to $150 for donations to private scholarship funds. At issue is whether a rule established by the Department of Treasury prohibiting the use of those scholarships at faith-based schools is constitutional. The Institute for Justice, a Virginia-based law firm advocating for school choice programs, sued the agency in December on behalf of three Montana mothers with children enrolled at Stillwater Christian School in Kalispell. Mary Ann Dunwell, a spokeswoman for the Revenue Department, said the agency is reviewing the decision and considering its options. However, the agency stands by its interpretation that the state constitution prohibits direct and indirect payments to religious or sectarian schools. Officials are investigating three fires across Billings as arson. Fire officials say all three fires broke out early Thursday morning, damaging a pool house and concession area at Rose Park Pool, a fire protection business, and the interior of a car parked in the field. No injuries were reported in any of the fires. The blazes at the pool and fire protection business were reported about 10 minutes apart. A federal judge has denied a conservation group's attempt to void a 61 million ton coal lease that was sold to a central Montana mine. U.S. District Judge Suzanne Waters said Thursday that the U.S. Bureau of Land Management adequately considered the environmental impacts of mining and decided they would be minor. The lease in Musselshell County was awarded to Signal Peak Energy for its Bull Mountain mine in 2012. The Northern Plains Resource Council claimed in a lawsuit filed last year that federal officials failed to consider damage to landowners from mining. Ranchers operating above the mine have seen large fissures in the ground they blame on coal removal.